Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. You're an eBay seller, so obviously eBay floats your boat, but it's literally keeping one couple afloat. And here now to tell us exactly how is top-rated seller Maida Webster, known on eBay as Connectables. Maida.
You know what?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Maida. I'm so glad you're there because all my lights went out.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear. That happened a long time ago. Maida, what's your biggest motivator to sell on eBay?
And well, join wait, me. Wait till her lights come back on.
Yeah, you can join me in abusing Lee. It's fun.
You sound like you're having a good time. Well, they were talking to us about we are about to embark to go live on our boat for a month, which we have done every year for the last 17 years. Ah. And when we were both working, we're seniors. We're one of the few senior couples, I think, that are working full-time now on eBay. I'm a retired marriage counselor, and Bill is a retired CIO. And so we have a very big boat, a power boat, and we live on it, and we love it. But in retirement, it's very nice to have found both an emotionally and financially fulfilling second career on eBay.
Why is it emotionally fulfilling?
Oh, I don't know if you're at an age now where a lot of your friends are looking at retirement.
Honey, a lot of my friends are passing away.
I know, it's dreadful, isn't it? It's really dreadful. But those that are around are just so upset about retiring. Mm. And I had already started our eBay business before I retired. Mm. And I was so excited about retiring because this has taken us into the most fulfilling, fun situation as a couple that I never would have imagined in my 40 years of my first career. I'm so busy. Bill and I are full-time. We could still be in our pajamas all day if we wanted, but we both do it full-time. We can't even keep up when we have assistants. And my friends are just walking around going, what should I do? What should I do? And I said, come work with us because we have enough inventory here for 20 people to help. It's just been emotionally the most wonderful stage of life, new second career that we've done for the last 6 or 7 years since we both retired. And I love it. But the other side that you don't talk about often is financially it's fabulous. And so it is allowing us to keep this boat afloat that, you know, is a very pricey enterprise, which, of course, was fine when we were both working, but eBay literally has us afloat. So we are about to embark on Wednesday. We go up to Martha's Vineyard for a month or two each year. Now we're doing it for a month.
And you're going to continue your eBay business as you...
Well, that's the issue. We have 3,000 things running, and they're not coming with us on the boat. So we are going to shut down this year. Last year we shut down. In the past seasons, before a lot of these new regulations about how fast you had to ship, we would put the store on vacation, and we would say, you will not get your item for 5 weeks. And as soon as something bought, we would contact the buyer, and I would say in those summers, maybe a half a dozen out of 100 people would say, oh, I'm going to cancel it. I need it for a birthday party. And the other 95 would say, I'm not in a hurry. You know, we sell mostly one-of-a-kind collectibles. And they'd say, have a great vacation and just ship it when you get home. In this new system, we don't feel that there's any way we could figure out how to do that. So we are going to
close. Do you think it's time to hire somebody?
Well, talk to my husband. We have hired people for listing. He does not want to hire anybody to find the item and do the shipping.
Really?
I'm one to talk.
Go ahead.
But if you had everything inventoried in such a way.
Yeah, I get it. We leave the house for the month, so we would have to have somebody. You know, we have somebody who comes in and takes in the mail and packages. But we've talked about it, and what can I say?
So how long are you going to be gone?
We're going to be gone a month.
A month?
A month?
A month. We're going to be sitting on our boat, floating on our boat on the vineyard. Come visit us.
So wait a minute. So you're living on the boat while you're at the vineyard?
Yeah, we live on the boat the whole time on the vineyard.
So are you docked?
We are docked. We have internet service the whole way up. We have in the past brought a portable printer and labels, and there are some wonderful flea markets on the vineyard and some wonderful thrift shops. So we source the whole time we're there, and we can run auctions. We just, because we can ship from the vineyard, but we don't obviously have access to our 3,000 things that are here at home.
So you're going to find things on Martha's Vineyard that you can
We are sell. Indeed. There's a lot of famous people, as you know, who vacation, some who are coming the same time we are this year, some famous POTUS.
Drop some names.
Sure.
Michelle.
Yes, there you go. So it's a wonderful experience to be able to do it from the boat. But the flip side is it's very hard to walk away from an eBay business and to float away. And I have to remind myself that, you know, it takes 2 or 3 weeks after we reopen for the business to get back going. But it always does. And we've paid our dues, and a month off is a very regenerating thing to be able to do, but we are very grateful for the business that lets us do that.
So shutting your business down for a month.
Yes.
What does that mean exactly? What do you do?
We put the store on vacation, and again, this might have changed a little. Griff could comment if the new rules change it. We put it on vacation, and we do not have any of our items show up. I'm talking about fixed price in our store items.
Yes.
If we choose to run an auction while we're up there for items that we find there, our auction items will show up.
That's
but
true.
But they will not be able to see our fixed price store items.
That's absolutely true, yes.
And on our store.
Well, you know what, honey? You deserve a month.
I think I do, don't you?
Absolutely. You deserve a month, but it's always nice.
There's always a but.
Well, I'm just thinking if her husband's listening, and if not, he can listen in the archives.
Oh, I'm sure Bill's listening.
Oh, he's listening, believe me.
Okay, before next year, Bill, just consider having an inventory system that is so well put together that you could hire someone to come in and learn that inventory system.
We've had an interesting, I know a lot of people have hired people. I'm not defending him in terms of this issue, but I have had three different assistants in the past couple of years, wonderful, lovely, bright people to help me with listing. And I have ended up making a decision about 2 months ago that I'm not doing that anymore, that the amount of errors and time it was taking me, because we do one-of-a-kind items, you know, if you had 50 of something, it would be different. The amount of research that I have to do for my collectibles, I was ending up answering questions for them the whole time they were there, and I wasn't getting my own work done, and it was adding a great deal of stress to my day.
I get it.
I know there's other businesses on eBay that, you know, have huge numbers of people working for them, and the shipping is probably the simplest. But Bill takes enormous pride in his shipping, and we have a lot of complicated, strange-shaped, breakable, fragile items.
Okay, I lose. Bill wins. Bill, I don't blame you. I get it.
47 years of marriage, sometimes you walk away from an issue.
No, but he probably has a point.
Well, I think given the number of mistakes that my assistants have made in listing, I shudder to think. I think he's just, and he's not a control freak. I'm more of the control freak. But he just feels very strongly that it opens us up to all kinds of problems.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so jealous you're going to Martha's Vineyard. I haven't been there since 1975.
So how many bunks on that boat?
There are two staterooms. We have a king bed in ours, and then the one that the kids stay in, which is a queen bed. We have two bathrooms. We have a whole top deck. It's like a floating New York City apartment. It's larger than the inside is large. It's a 48-foot boat, but it happens to be laid out. It's an old Minnesota lake boat, and so it's laid out. It's not the most seaworthy, but it's the most comfortable boat you could imagine.
Wait a minute. It's not seaworthy?
Well, it's seaworthy enough for us to get from Connecticut to Martha's Vineyard.
Right.
So she's not going to Italy.
No, she's hugging. You're hugging the coast. You're not going to venture.
We're hugging the coast. Right. And really, as you know, in New England, we're only out in the open ocean around Rhode Island and the beginning of Massachusetts. But yeah. If you haven't been to the Vineyard since 1975, you come over and surprise us this month. We would love to have you.
Well, I would love to go. Unfortunately, I can't take the time while you're there. And besides that, I'd have to rent space on the ferry a year in advance.
For your car?
Yeah.
Not a year in advance. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is standby.
Oh, okay.
you can come, of course. And I only know this because my children did not get organized enough. So they're having to go standby on Tuesday, Wednesday,
so Thursday. So how are you going to get back up to speed on eBay once you get home?
Well, that's a great question. Here's what we do. About a week before we're coming home, we move a couple of hundred items out of our fixed price store into a 7-day auction, ending a day after we get home. So we start getting interest back into the store, you know, a week ahead before we know we'll be home and able to ship.
Smart move.
And that sort of starts it going. And within, you know, and again, this is the slow season on eBay. So,
yeah.
I mean, we're doing fine, but it's a little slower. So by the time the end of August rolls around, we've had a couple of hundred auctions. We've added our new items. And we're back in business full throttle by the beginning of September.
This is so exciting.
One
question that maybe I could ask is, in the old days, there was a very nice person on eBay that I would call.
Hold that thought. We're going to hold you over.
Hold that thought. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Coming up, we'll answer Maida's question and then take your calls at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And that's all when we continue here with eBay Radio.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Inside Bubble Fast headquarters in a recent year.
Our customers are asking for environmentally safe shipping supplies.
So are our supplies here at Bubble Fast durable?
Yes.
And are they high quality?
Yes.
And now they want environmentally friendly shipping supplies as well?
Yes.
Huh. Can we give it to them?
I don't know.
Well, let's go look for eco-friendly yet durable stuff.
And they did it. At Bubble Fast, you help them see that they need to be part of the Earth's solutions and not part of its challenges. I guess you could say the customer is their mentor. From biodegradable packing peanuts to recycled bubble cushioning to recyclable boxes and more, they've tirelessly searched for the best sustainable green shipping supplies available. You want to do the right thing for the planet, and they have a good start for you at Bubble Fast.
The research is in. Social media marketing can increase your bottom line. Online sellers who do it correctly are reaping the benefits, and you need to be a part of it all. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you easily post the listings you choose on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter all at the same time. It measures the results so you know what works. Become a successful social marketer. Go to PageMage.com and start using Social Beacon today. It's free, and you'll share your first item in just 5 minutes.